We, right now, will be welcoming back Dr. Mark Hurko, who is president of Sharon Hospital, which is operated by Nuvance Health, and obviously we'll be talking about COVID-19. Good morning, Dr. Hurko.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. We have spent the past 3 weeks trying to educate people about numbers and facts and figures from many different sources in Dutchess County, Columbia County, Berkshire County, and here in Litchfield County. Last time we spoke, COVID-19 was not part of the discussion, but it is now. And I guess my first question to you is, how is Sharon Hospital dealing with this situation?
Well, the hospital is doing fine. The people who work here have just been wonderful. I think the community should be proud as to how well everyone has responded to the challenge. People are stepping up. They're doing that little bit of, you know, extra. They're working the little bit of extra. Everything that you would hope whenever someone has a crisis, knowing that if you were ever in need, they would step up and help you. So I'm really impressed with how well everyone has responded.
You know, I look at Sharon Hospital, and I look at the assorted other healthcare aspects that reach out from the hospital and reach back into the hospital. Everything from the folks who work at the volunteer ambulance corps to the doctors and their associates in their offices, to the nurses, to the people inside the hospital as well, because this situation has to be probably one of the most pressure-packed situations I've seen in my 67 years that affects not only the world healthcare and the world people who work in healthcare throughout the world, but especially out here in small communities like Sharon that rely heavily on their hospitals. And we don't have a huge pool to draw from for people to work. And the danger that these people go out and face every day to serve people is truly amazing, to say the least.
Sure, and you know that's the thing that kind of keeps me up at night. I know our president and CEO John Murphy over the weekend had senior leadership kind of take a little break yesterday, but he said, you know, why don't you guys really think of the three possible mistakes that you dread that you are fearing of making that could, you know, hurt your community, hurt the hospital, or hurt the system. And it really was an eye-opener just of, you know, trying to think ahead of, you know, what are the things that challenge us? What are the things that scare us the most as leaders? And for me, it's, you know, if we have one single break in protocol, if we have one patient that slips through our screening process through the emergency room, or one employee that doesn't follow the instructions when we come in and have our temperatures checked and stuff like that, all it takes is one. And if it gets into the hospital, and it'll spread like wildfire. And then because we have a limited staff number, just that one exposure could lead to massive infection, which could actually really cripple the hospital. So we really have worked closely with our employees and all our leadership to really recognize the gravity of the situation. And that's the one thing that keeps me up at night.
So. Well, you know, a question that is asked of me that I was asked when I mentioned that we're going to speak to you, we don't need any particulars. Has the hospital dealt with COVID patients now over the past 3 weeks? People tend to think that they see extremely low numbers in Northwest Connecticut, increasing numbers in New York, but has the hospital had COVID-19 patients?
Yes, we have. And just looking at the statistics, we get a daily rundown from all the counties of Connecticut and New York, and obviously, you know, with Manhattan, Long Island, Westchester County, and then in Connecticut, Fairfield County have taken the brunt of the early part of this pandemic. But Litchfield County, actually, I think it's the third or fourth county in regards to numbers of people that have come through. And as of yesterday, it looks like about 250 or so patients have been positive here in this county alone. And we've seen a fair number of people through here. And what we've been doing is anybody who's severely ill and requires mechanical ventilation, we'll stabilize them here and transfer them to one of our large sister hospitals who actually have been designated within our system, the hospitals that care for the sickest with that. But we've actually had people that are really not critically ill that require hospitalization that are COVID positive. We've had them in here, and we've treated them here.
And you just bring up something that's it's extremely interesting, and the power of size, and that is ventilators. Early on, people were asking me how many ventilators at the hospital. I have no idea how many ventilators Sharon Hospital has, but at this point, I don't think that. You could probably give me a general idea how many ventilators Sharon Hospital has, but as you said, you now have a health network that spans through two states into larger hospitals, and so your ventilator problem, I would assume, is not that acute.
No, and that's what the magic of being in a larger system. If we were by ourselves, we would be really in fear of being overwhelmed, because again, one cohort of patients over a period of 4 or 5 hours could singularly overwhelm this institution. But we've done very well. I think as a system, we've been a little over close to 200 patients that have been positive, and we've been caring for them through our larger sister hospitals, and then each one of our hospitals in our system has been designated to care for certain types of populations. So we've been moving people around to what each hospital's expertise is, and therefore kind of keep the pressure down at each institution. And it's worked out very well.
I think Nuvance was also one of the first companies that really got involved in testing, especially in New York State with the testing that was set up in New York State. And do you do testing also at Sharon Hospital proper?
We do not. And what's interesting too is actually the Connecticut side of the system was first in rolling out the test, both at Danbury and at Norwalk, and New York regulations just getting things set up took a little longer. But over on the New York side, both in Ulster County and in Dutchess County, we also have testing sites. So for the seven hospitals, we currently have four testing sites.
The four testing sites also is good, because that obviously means a quicker turnaround. When doctors do want somebody to get a test, there's obviously a quicker turnaround.
Oh, it is. And then most recently, we have just coming online today will be the rapid test that you hear about. That's 5 minutes if you're positive and approximately 15 or 20 minutes if you're negative. We have that capability now in our larger hospitals within our system. So if we have patients that are very high risk or employees that we feel have been exposed, we can quickly get those tests up and get that turnover and get those results. Because that's been our biggest issue is waiting for the results. And we have a lot of patients in our hospital waiting. And with that, we have to assume that they're positive. So we're using a lot of our PPEs just on the chance that they may be positive. And that's kind of where the drain in supplies has been. That's, again, another one of our areas that I'm glad that as a system we have the resources and depth to help each other out.
We're speaking with Dr. Mark Herko, president of Sharon Hospital. And I guess, with this actually organization of Nuvance Health, it didn't take very long for Nuvance Health as a combined operation of so many hospitals to have to put a pandemic plan into place. You obviously had one in place, because it looks like Nuvance has acted fairly quickly in this.
Well, we did. And actually, starting in January, we started gaming out this issue because, if people remember, this was a very bad flu season. So we were all dealing with that, and then we started seeing the issues with COVID. And with this area being having a large population of students from overseas who actually come to our private schools, it was something that we really wanted to stay ahead of. And it's interesting, because we are only about a year as a combined system, this was like the first large exercise as a senior leadership team that we really had to work together. And by necessity, it's been interesting just seeing how well everybody has come together and kind of found their niche on how we function as a large leadership group. So kudos to the system and getting things up and running. And actually kudos to the leadership team here at Sharon, who really have we pretty much come in on weekends. We're here. We all take turns being here late. And it's paid off in just keeping the communication lines open and working closely with the community, our EMS teams, et cetera. So I'm really proud of them.
All right. If people want more information about Sharon Hospital, sharonhospital.org on the web, there's a link to go to their COVID-19 update. Any last thoughts that you want to pass along to people that are listening this morning, Doctor?
Two things. One, stay at home. I know it's a pain. I know it's different than what we're used to doing as Americans and as humans. We're social people. We're social animals, and the more we can social distance, the quicker and probably less intense this spike will be. That's been the big take-home point. The second one is, everyone should be proud on how well the community has responded to us. Almost on a daily basis, we are either getting large donations to a pool to help fund everything that we need, be it extra equipment, be it food. We're having lunches and dinners and things catered almost on a daily basis for all the employees. And really, it perks them up because, you know, people are scared. To walk around in the hospital with a mask on, with all these impediments to that personal touch that we've had in the past, it is scary for employees. And to have the community reach out like they have been, it really has been humbling. So again, kudos to the community and also to our staff. So, thank you.
All right, Doctor, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us, and keep us updated and keep up the great work, not only at Sharon Hospital, but the whole New Vance health system, which serves both New York and Connecticut. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Dr. Mark Herko, Sharon Hospital this morning.